Let's just say one other thing about that, though, because in the idea that we start thinking about patriotism, the Bible is very clear that we are aliens here.
Right. Good point.
We as Christian, you know, as followers of Christ, we are aliens here. We are sojourners. We are travelers here. This is not our home. And we're strangers.
We're in the world. We're not out. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And so we're not to get entangled. This is amazing. You know, we're told in the epistles of Paul, we're told a soldier does not get entangled in the affairs of the civilians.
Right.
A good soldier is not going to get entangled with the civilian affairs. And honestly, if we're soldiers for Christ, then we don't need to get entangled in the world's affairs either. We need to have our focus on Christ, knowing the word of God, living a life that is a sacrifice unto the Lord, and teaching the gospel, encouraging people. So think about it like that. We're not even citizens of America, and people are going to say, yes, we are. I'm an American citizen. I'm proud of it. Well, first of all, don't get too proud, because, you know, pride is not a good thing. And
that's
the other
true.
Thing is, when people get real prideful, generally the Lord, if they're Christians, the Lord will allow something to come and kind of kick them down a notch.
Oh, yeah, big time.
And I've been there. I've been there.
Me too.
But again, we are citizens of a heavenly kingdom, okay, of a heavenly city. And to be living here is a privilege, to be here right now, yes, but our allegiance is to Jesus Christ. Now, with that said, I do love the idea of having a, you know, this American country. I don't want to sound un-American in what I'm going to say. I love that. But on the other hand, like, I would defend this country if I had to. Like, if there was actually a real threat coming against us, which – I don't want to go there. That's probably not a good place to go. But I don't believe that we've really had real threats that the government was not involved in.
I think if you
study the history of war in our lifetime and in our parents' lifetime, the wars have all been unconventional, and they've involved globals, the global cabals working together. And this, you know, it's a chessboard. It has nothing to do with our freedom. We have not truly been attacked as a nation without the deep state shadow government being involved in it. So that being said, I would defend this country in a heartbeat if we were truly under attack.
Sure.
Absolutely. But my first love, my first allegiance is to Jesus Christ and defending his word.
Amen. And so we talked about patriotism. We talked about the layout of Washington, D.C. And again, thank you so much, Thrib Lizzy, for your contribution. We talked about charged objects and how that has to do with that. Johnny Five, which is obviously a Short Circuit reference, and what a great couple of movies. Of course, the first one's better, but I like both of them, always have. it's more of a comment than a question. It's not really a question, it's a comment. Johnny Five is saying, USA is the whore of Babylon that rides the beast and steers it, but our time is up. The writing is on the wall. Daniel 5:25, many, many tickle a farison. I've never known how to really say that, but yeah, I mean, it's a good point, you know. So what do you both hope that they're going to take away from this specific interview?
I hope that people will just think about these things and listen. Prophecy is, there's a lot of gray area that you know.
Yes.
people have had a lot of you know, sometimes we try to fill in the holes. We try to speculate to have an understanding of things that we don't have clear representation of in scripture. But I'll say that 100 years ago, you know, the scholars of 100 years ago, they would not have had the understanding that us three guys have tonight sitting here talking, because we've seen things happen that they didn't have 100 years ago. You know, every generation, I think, getting closer to the return of Jesus Christ has more knowledge of understanding of prophecy than the last generation, per se, based on more things are happening rapidly. And Daniel says that in the last days, there's going to be an increase in knowledge. And I think that we're living in that increase in knowledge. And I think that my personal belief is that 100 years ago, as awesome as those scholars might have been, they could not have seen certain prophecies coming together the way that we do today. And I think that we're getting closer and closer. We're seeing more and more. We can understand it better. My hope and prayer is that you will have a love for the Word of God, that you will have a hunger to study the Bible for yourself and to see that so much that's in there is not being taught in the churches. So many pastors won't teach on these things. They're scared because they don't want to lose financial support. They don't want to lose their job even. Because, I mean, there's some churches that they'll kick a pastor out for teaching these types of things.
Oh, yeah.
church has turned into a social club and people want to go and feel good. And listen, we all want to feel good. I'm not going to sit here and knock that. You know, we all, I mean, listen, who doesn't want to feel good? I mean, I do. Sign me up to feel good.
Exactly.
I mean, seriously, we want to feel good. But the thing is like, we have to stand for the truth. We absolutely have to be hungry for the truth. And there, the absolute truth that we have is the Word of God. And so if we go to the Word of God and we study it, we get to know it, and we get to see how it's being fulfilled in our everyday lives and how it's being fulfilled in current events and in prophecy and in different things, it gives you a hunger and an excitement for the times you're living. So I hope this discussion has caused you to really think and to not be offended about the America stuff, because, hey, at the end of the day, like I said, our allegiance is not to America. Our allegiance is to Jesus Christ. There's no higher calling than to be part of the body of Christ and living up to the standard of the gospel. So if we know that's our calling, then we can say, look, let's study prophecy. And listen, if we are living in Babylon and don't realize it, don't we want to realize it? Like, wouldn't we want somebody to come and say, hey, pal, you're living in Babylon.
Right, right.
You know, stop eating the king's delicacies, right? So that's what I'm kind of hoping this film will do. And listen, if there's people out there who can't afford to watch the film, we're doing tons of radio shows and tons of TV shows and broadcasts. And there's so much that we've said in different shows. Just you know, you can YouTube it. Just YouTube, and there's plenty of interviews that we've been doing, you know, so that you can gather this information. We're trying to get the information out there. You know, unfortunately, it's very expensive to make films. The quality that we make films, it costs a lot of money and equipment and traveling and then getting it marketed. And so we do have to charge for the product, and we don't actually sell it. Wes and I, we don't sell anything. Skywatch handles all of that. If you want the DVD, you can get it through Skywatch. You can get it through Vimeo streaming if you want to stream it. But if you can't afford the film, just listen to the interviews, because you're going to get different information, you know, little pieces to the puzzle. We've given so much information out there. We just want you to have the information. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it's about getting you the information. That's the most important thing here. And I hope that it's encouraged you. I hope that it's excited you. Guys, this film, Belly of the Beast, literally making this film, it was like a real life National Treasure. You know, National Treasure was totally fictitious, just absolutely fictitious. But this film is like digging into the real National Treasure and understanding a totally different version of American history and how it completely relates to end times prophecy, which we've already said. And if you came into the conversation later, go back and listen to the whole show, because we explain about the Whore of Babylon, and literally DC is a spitting definition of the Whore of Babylon, America by extension, if you're comparing what the Bible says to any nation on earth. So I hope you've been encouraged. I hope you'll check it out. It's a hard pill to swallow, especially if you show it to your parents or your grandparents or somebody, depending on what generation they're from. It's a very hard pill to swallow. But we heard that one of the viewers, her mother's in her 90s, right?
Yeah.
There's an amazing woman of God in her 90s.
In Canada.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Who has watched, she watched The Hollow Earth too?
Yeah.
She watched The Hollow Earth Chronicles. She watched Belly of the Beast. In her 90s and sharp. Read all of Tom's books. Yeah. You know, we are dealing with people who are hungry for the truth, and they are openly ready to take in as much truth and knowledge as they can handle. So let's dive in, guys. We're end times warriors. And hey, just like Nehemiah, when Nehemiah was rebuilding the wall, this is amazing. You had two things going on. You had a wall being built, and then you had oppressors coming from every angle at different times. And so Nehemiah had to set his men up to where they had their tool in one hand, right? Like their tool to work on the wall. And then in the other hand, they had their weapon. Now, this is crazy, because you're over here working, and then here comes some jerk that wants to fight you, and you have to fight them off with a weapon and then work at the same time. So if you read Nehemiah, you'll actually see that in one hand they had their tools for wall building, in the other hand they had their weapons. And we are living in a time where we are literally building and building and building, and we're occupying until Christ's return. So we have to be working for God, living in these good works that he set us up to do. And that there's so many good works that God has for us to do. But in the other hand, we are fighting a war. And so we have to be fully armored and fully in position, practicing the Word of God in our lives.
Amen, man. The wall and the weapon. I mean, there's just no way we could possibly understand that in today's terms, you know.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, Wes, I want to give you a chance to close out too. What's on your heart, brother?
Well, as we were saying, it's a very tough pill to swallow. So just to shed a little hope on this whole thing, none of it has caught God off guard. His plan is going to be fulfilled to the T. It's kind of like when you look in when you read prophecy in the Old Testament, and it's kind of like seeing the twofold deal. You know, it's like, well, this is prophesied, and then it talks about something that's going to be happening, further on down the line. Well, if that first thing happens, you can be for sure, you can be positive that second thing's going to happen as well. So it's like a twofold deal. So we know that the Bible, it proves itself that what God says is going to take place is going to take place. He's going to do what he says he's going to do. Certain things have to happen before Christ comes back and regulates. So we have the hope that is Christ, that it is Jesus, that he's going to come back and make everything right. So it's not a time to go, you know, run and dig a hole and stick your head in it, you know, and bury yourself and just hide away until he comes back, to bury your talents. It's definitely not time for that. What it is time for is to see that since the word of God is true, and since Christ is going to come back and regulate, we have to do what we're commanded to do. First and foremost, we have that great commission to fulfill. We have to continue to spread that word, that good news, because he is the solution. We've talked a lot about problems tonight, you know, but to further that, we have a solution to the problem, and that is Christ. He's the one and only answer that's going to be able to make everything right. He's the only one who can sustain us and give us what we need to persevere in these evil days that we're living in. So I would just encourage people to, number one, keep the Lord first in your life. Don't let anything get in the way of what the Lord has called you to do. And don't let anything get in between you and the Lord in your relationship. If anything gets in between there, you can't operate to your fullest, you know, to the full capacity that God has for you to operate. And continue to, just going back to that, continue to stay in the word, continue to edify the body, continue to hold one another accountable. Everybody has a different job to do. Actually, some of them overlap, but there's different parts of the body. And I mean, go read what is it, what, 1 Corinthians 11, 12, whatever chapter that is. I think it's 11 through 13, but read Ephesians as well. I mean, the body of Christ has been built and put together for a purpose, to build itself up in love into the head, which is Christ. And he's the foundation, and he's also the head that we're growing up into. So we need to keep that first and foremost and not let anything else get into conflict with that. With the information that's given, with anything, you know, you pray, you ask for discernment, and you look into it for yourself, and you test it, and you test everything by the word of God.